Working with Compassion International has helped Greystone Church reach our mission of knowing God and making God known. The purpose of Compassion is to release children from poverty in the name of Jesus. Compassion accomplishes this through connecting with churches in the U.S. and churches in poverty-stricken communities around the world. 8 years ago, we hosted a Compassion Sunday at Greystone Church, and we gave our members the opportunity to sponsor children living in poverty, and we partnered with a church in Juticalpa, Honduras. Over the last 8 years, we have sponsored over 1,100 children. As you can imagine, we've been able to impact those kids and their families in the name of Jesus. But what we didn't realize is how we would impact our families at Greystone Church. As some of you know, when you go on a mission trip to a foreign country, the trip ends up impacting you as much or more than those in the foreign country. This is what we've experienced with Compassion. Our families are living on mission because they are participating in the Great Commission and seeing lives change for all eternity. If you and your church would like to partner with Compassion International, I highly recommend hosting a Compassion Sunday at your church. To find out more about hosting a Compassion Sunday, go to compassion.com/family goals. Again, you can find out more information at compassion.com/family goals. Welcome to another episode of the Family Goals Podcast with David Pollack and Pastor Jay. Today, we're catching up on a lot and diving into some encouraging emails.
Yeah, how about that? We found out that there are listeners to the show, like real listeners. Send an email. Actually, it could be AI, but dang it. But anyways, got some emails. We'd love to hear from you guys, but this is a couple of people that have been impacted by Pastor Jay's amazing words.
Super cool. You ready to rock and roll?
Ready to rock and roll.
All right. I thought we would start off just promoting the Pollack Family Foundation Celebrity Golf Tournament, May 5th.
Oh, look at you. We appreciate that.
Georgia Club.
Yeah.
Look yeah. At that. Y'all got people signing up?
We do. Starting to fill out. It's a celebrity golf tournament, so it's cool. We got a bunch of those guys. Got Chipper Jones this year.
Oh, sweet.
Working on a couple others, like Marcus Allen, which would be, I think that would be huge.
Yeah.
A bunch of the Georgia guys, Gunnar Stockton, you know, Kirby and those guys come every year. We'll get a ton of those. The ton of the players. Last year we had Delp and Lucky, and and then we do a bunch of the, you know, the older guys too, like the guys I played with, because we're old now. So David Green and DJ Shockley, and then you go back to like Buck Ballou, obviously.
Oh, sweet.
So yeah, it's cool.
What about Frank Coor?
Frank Coor's coming. McCann's still working on McCann. Last year, remember,
okay,
he didn't really show
he
up for us.
No show.
Joe Hamilton wanted to come again. I texted Joe.
Is Joe in?
Joe's in.
Oh, sweet.
You might want to play with Joe again.
I would love to play with Joe. He's fun.
Joe
he's
Hamilton
super fun.
Is an awesome dude.
Yeah,
I texted
awesome.
Him about his son, too, because his son's a quarterback, and he's like prepping him, and he's getting ready.
Sweet.
He was like, we went out to like an Elite 11, and he was like, it was really good for him to see. He was like, he got a little taste of humble pie.
How old is he?
I think he's a junior.
Okay.
So he was, but no, so it's a great turn.
It's fun.
It's one of the few tournaments where if you want to play in a celebrity golf tournament, like you're going to get given stuff the whole time. Mm-hmm. Like you're going to leave fat and happy. Like your golf
Lots
game will suffer. You will get fed.
Lots of giveaways.
We will do giveaways like crazy. We'll give away a bunch of money. We'll give away a bunch of items.
Coach Rick going to be there?
Coach Rick's always there. The stud muffin. It was really cool a couple of years ago. We had the last five Georgia football coaches.
That's cool.
And then Vince passed. But like we had Vince, we had Ray Goff, we had Jim Donnan, we had
Are you
Mark
having trouble
Rick,
remembering the coaches?
And then Kirby Smart. Well, I was putting them in order.
Okay.
But so yeah, it was the last, you know, five coaches. And then we threw Brian McClendon in there because he coached as an interim coach for one game.
Okay.
So we actually had.
Oh, that's cool.
Beat Saquon Barkley.
B-Mac, yeah, beat Saquon Barkley and company.
And you had the two national championship trophies.
Yeah, we get that every year. That's fun.
That's
Everybody likes
cool.
to take pictures with the national championship trophies. And so they literally bring them the trophies and put them there. So you can go to the PollackFamilyFoundation.com if you want to play in it or buy a spot, do whatever.
Every team gets a celebrity.
Yep.
And
everybody
and the team gets like a football if you want to get people to sign the football, and there's auction, there's like signed helmets and different
all kinds of different stuff. Last year's big item was the Bowers, me, Bowers and Herschel all signed a Georgia football helmet.
Oh,
and they
cool.
and they put our numbers on there and all on the helmet, so it's a real Georgia helmet with the G's,
oh,
the stripes, and then they put 19, 34, 47 on the back and the dog bones on it, and then we all signed it. That was kind of cool because we were like, this is one of one. Like this is, we had this
one
made.
One of a kind.
Yeah, like it was, no, so it's always fun to have those kind of auction items that they typically do pretty well, and it's unique. It's cool.
How about Leah's basketball? How did we do last night?
Bang.
Did y'all win?
We won.
Oh, sweet. I wasn't sure.
You weren't sure?
Yeah. I didn't look it up.
You didn't want to talk before the show. Me and Pastor Jay never talk before the show, so we can just go and we don't ruin anything that would be authentic. We don't know what's going to happen. No, we won. Infuriating game. Started off
awful. Who were y'all playing?
We played Dalton at Dalton.
Okay.
Came out the gates really, really slow. This is my baby girl's varsity team, but I coach the varsity team, so it doesn't have anything to do with my daughter. Well, she plays, but and it was fun. So we got out to a slow start, got down by 10 or 12 in the first half, closed the gap, came out red hot in the third quarter. I mean, pressing like crazy.
Got the full court press
going.
Got
up 14.
Oh, wow.
Got up 14.
24-point turnaround.
Yes, and how about this? We gave up all 14 going into the fourth. You talk about like an up and down, like fast.
Lots of momentum.
They hit this one girl hit 5 threes in the third quarter.
For the other team?
Yeah, who wasn't their shooter. Like it wasn't their elite player.
She just got a hot hand.
She didn't miss.
Yeah.
She didn't miss. She hit 5 threes. They closed the gap and tied it at 50 going into the fourth, and then we eked it out in the fourth quarter. So final four, baby.
You're in the final four. That was the Elite Eight. I knew you were in the Elite Eight. And I also heard Leah dropped 21 in a previous playoff game.
Yeah.
Which I thought was impressive for a ninth grader.
Yeah, she didn't mean to. She accidentally
she didn't mean
it.
She
threw it up there and it accidentally went in.
Bunch of threes?
No. 1-3.
Okay.
But no, we that's the cool thing about these North Oconee girls, man. We got a bunch of girls that can beat you.
Yeah.
And like just like I told them in the locker room after that game, because we have a couple that all they care about is scoring. And then they get down on themselves and they'll get upset. I'm like, bro, that's literally in the locker room. That was the Sweet 16 game you're talking about. And I'm like, girls, I don't know if y'all know this, but this isn't about you. And I wasn't talking to anybody individually. I was like, but this is about us. Like, it doesn't matter the night. It's sometimes it's your night. Sometimes it's not. But all that matters is we won. Mm-hmm. We just punched our ticket to the Elite Eight. Like, if anybody's upset, you're in the wrong business, bud. Like, what are we doing? So by the way, you talk about coaching girls and it's extremely different. It's extremely different. Like, we had this one girl. I am not going to name names because this would absolutely get me in trouble. But, like, this is coaching girls. This is good. Just get ready. You're going to love this. I have this one girl. I'm like, you've got to get reps. Like, you mix in practice. Like, you're the person that goes in next. Like, make sure you're mixing in with the first group. And I'm like, where did she go? Like, gone. Like, 4 minutes.
During practice?
5 minutes. 7 minutes. I'm like, what the heck are we doing? Now I'm getting upset. I'm like, dude, you need to be getting reps. Where are you at? And then she comes running out. I'm like, where have you been? Like, what are you doing? We've got, like, you do this. You disappear. I don't see you. She's like, I was changing my tampon, coach. I'm like,
I thought that's where this was going.
And I was like, okay.
Well, I'm glad she just went ahead and put it out there.
Yeah, but I was like, what do you say to that next? Like, what is?
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. Get back in there.
You just eat crow.
Yeah. I mean, there's like the guys you could probably say, like, could you have been a little faster? Like, get it done. But she said that, and I was like, okay. Yeah. All right. Not touching that, but. Girls basketball is fantastic. I love it. It's way more fundamental than boys. And we're a fun brand because we press and we shoot threes like crazy. But the emotion is definitely different. And the coaching is definitely different. But it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, Jennifer and I are really into and I was last year too, but the LSU Lady Tigers basketball team.
They got curb stomped by Kentucky.
What do you mean?
They got beat like they stole something the other day.
It was close. It was tight.
Did it end up being tight?
I think it was a tight game, yeah.
Oh, it was ugly early. That Georgiano girl was raining, and they got up by like 15 or
no, but LSU won the game. We won by like 20. We had a slow first half. We were down by 15.
Yeah,
we
that's came what back I'm saying. I just saw the first half. So
just
I
like
you
your
lost.
North Oconee girls. They got off. Yeah, yeah.
You start pressing to get into gear.
Oh, yeah. So they came out second. So they have the big three. Flage Johnson.
Flage is a baller. She's an athlete. She moves like a dude. Yeah.
And then you got Michaela Williams.
Yeah, I know who that is. But
well, she's probably our best player. Her and Flage are the two best players. Then you got Anessa Morrow, who's the leading double-double getter in the nation, leading rebounder in the nation. She's only 6'1", but she plays big.
6'1"
leading double doubles and leading rebounder.
Just a nose for the ball.
And, oh yeah, she got a quick first hop.
I like that.
She gets it, goes back up. You know,
I like that. That's cool.
So, but no, they blew out Kentucky.
So she's not like another LSU player that just missed 400 shot layups and got all those padded the stats with the rebounds.
Well, she does pad the stats a little bit.
Mention her name. I'm not doing that. That's another topic for another day.
No, LSU, they've only lost two games. They lost to Texas and South Carolina. But, yeah, they're rolling.
Yeah,
it'll be fun. I don't know why I got off on LSU. We're talking about girls basketball.
Yeah, makes sense.
That's what it is. Yeah. So, anyway, I was going to follow up with you because last time we talked, you had a big speaking engagement. I helped you out a lot with your message. I was helping you put together the teaching, the training, the stories. I want to know how that went. How did it go?
I had the first one yesterday, but I have a big one this Thursday.
So the big one hadn't happened yet.
What's that? I don't even know what day we're doing. What day this? But it's coming up very soon. I had a good trial run with. I talked to Coke yesterday. A bunch of Coke folks.
Okay.
So that was good.
Coca-Cola.
Starting to get in the flow a little bit. Starting to try to figure it out and. You know, it's just like anything else. It takes some practice, you know, probably like you before your sermons, a little practice, a little going through it in your head. I've been walking through it with the wife, you know, like yesterday on the way home from Dalton, which was a long drive. I was like, so when's a good time to bring up this? When's a good time to bring up that? So just trying to figure it out. But it's fun. I love doing it. I love sharing my story and I love punching people in the nose and giving them something to think about. So working on,
you have certain things certain points that you think really hit well.
Yeah, certain people. Points and stories.
Yeah.
And I think, like, I'm big on what's my audience? Like, who's listening and why? And, like, yesterday was a hodgepodge. It wasn't really a company that works together, like, all the time, all the people. So it's different. It's a different message. But this, like, the Garter World one I'm doing coming up is a security company. And, again, everybody has parameters and how much time they give you and what they want you to talk about. But, like, you want to make sure you work it into what's a win for them. And so every corporate gig is different. But I love Q&A. I really love all of it. Honestly, mm-hmm. It's kind of fun. Now, yesterday they had the little ticker at the bottom. They had a countdown ticker.
Yeah, the time. Yeah.
I didn't like that. I was like, this is, why are you putting me on the clock here? And, and I asked one of the, I think she was the vice president. Like she was like, I was like, this time is just a suggestion, right? Like, it's not really like a hard out, right? And she was like, no, that's a hard out. I was like, oh, okay, never mind. All right. I was like, well.
Did you ask her beforehand or
no,
during?
I asked her on stage.
Oh, during.
I was literally standing on stage and I was like, that's a suggestion, right? And she's like, absolutely not. And I was like, okay, all right. Well, tell y'all like working for her. No, well, I'm just kidding.
you give the people what they ask for, right? You're giving them what they want. By the way, is that a Greystone pen?
I feel it. Yeah.
Are you stealing the pens from church?
No, I didn't steal it.
You're just borrowing it?
Yeah, I'll give it back.
Is it kind of like that 3-wood from the club you had?
I gave that back too, by the way.
Oh, the demo?
Yeah, I gave the demo back. Yeah, I get a kick out of your sermons when you do the, it was like, you know, the tithing. It was like basically, 50% is for the pens y'all all steal. Yeah. It was like, y'all stop walking away with the pens because we have to replace Greystone pen after Greystone pen after Greystone pen. By the way,
that's the largest budget item.
This past week, you had 21 blanks.
Yeah.
So our pastor.
I was doing that for you.
For those people that are at home that actually watch the show on YouTube. So all three of you. He has these blanks and I always fill them in beforehand.
How'd you do?
You completely did it on purpose. You absolutely did. You not?
I did.
Okay. You put the words were like, you did a horrible job. Like, that's the first time I'm going to tell you you've done that. You did a horrible job. Like, you literally changed your vernacular and how you say things. Like, what was the one with, do life with people who are, what was one of the points? It was,
like-minded fellowship.
Fellowship, it's like-minded people.
Like-minded friends.
Yes, like it's.
But I changed it to fellowship.
You changed it to fellowship. That you did that on purpose, like absolutely on purpose. So
yeah,
I went,
because
I
everybody
went I went 9 for 21.
Oh,
I got a 42. That was my worst ever because I put the score on the top of my paper every time, and I'm usually pretty solid.
Yeah, I was picking like one blank. I just put one blank.
You put just a blank. That was stupid. Well, no context whatsoever.
And the other thing I did was we didn't have the verses in there.
No, so at
you
all. Could,
you couldn't cheat to see what.
Which is stupid. I want to know what. Yeah, but it's not about cheating. It's about also later if I want to go back and look at it, I have the Bible verse. Like, this is how petty we are, by the way. This is our pastor over here just.
No, we did. We
making
had,
the blanks difficult for no reason.
No, we didn't have room to put the verses on there
because you had so many
because
blanks.
Had so many points. Yeah, had so many points. So it was either take out some of the sub points or take out the. Probably should have left the verses in there for future sake. But yeah.
Let's work on that in the future.
But yeah, I thought that was funny.
I thought it was really hilarious. Really funny. Love missing.
Typically people are like, man, your sermons are so simple. I can guess the blanks before you even fill it out. I mean, before you even go. And I'm like, that's like the point. Yeah. Like I'm trying to.
We're not trying to make this overcomplicated.
But this week I was picking like random words like internal.
Okay, good.
And external.
Yeah, I knew you were doing that. Okay, good. At least I know why I'm a failure. At least now I know that I got my 42 and you were trying to get me to
there
get
a 42. Was a guy. So there's this guy that sits by me, second service, and while the worship's going on, he's trying to fill out the talk notes.
Oh, while the worship?
While the worship's going on.
You're talking, you're
and then he's pulling up the stream from the earlier service, looking up my points. He's cheating.
That's absolutely cheating.
And I totally called him out when I got up on stage. I was like, man, if you're going to sit by me, on the front row, you can't be cheating ahead of time.
That's pretty fantastic that he does that. I mean, in a petty way, I kind of like that. But
yeah, he was going, getting the answers from the previous service.
Seems aggressive. Like, you probably need something else to do. We probably need to give him a little bit more busy work at home or something. But
so I want to talk about this. We got a couple of encouraging emails that came in this week, which we always – my email's not necessarily publicized, so somehow they track it down.
Ah.
You know, because I know yours isn't publicized either, but it got to us.
Okay.
Super encouraging. I thought I would read them and we could talk about it.
We should create an email for the show, and that way we could have an email.
I was thinking about that this morning.
We'll,
yeah, maybe.
We'll get Wes to do that.
Maybe we'll,
he needs another job.
Because it would be, as I do think, in both the emails, people are saying that they're praying for Lindsay. And so I think there's thousands of people praying. So it would be great if people could send us an email, send her some
absolutely.
Encouragement. But this first one is from Coach B.
We can give out Wes's email for this.
Yeah.
I'm not that big of a loser, but what if we did just put out Wes's email on the podcast?
Well, I just wrote it down.
Hit up this email. No, we're not going to do that. All right.
So this one is from Coach B. I think he's a South Carolina Gamecock fan because of his email handle.
Okay.
So,
but do you not like Gamecocks or something?
I'm not a big South Carolina Gamecock fan.
What's wrong with the Gamecocks?
No.
Why do you hate the Gamecocks?
I'm an LSU Tiger. I'm a Tigers fan.
They got screwed against y'all last year by the refs. Y'all should have lost that game.
Talking about football?
Yes.
Oh, 100%.
Anyways.
100%.
I digress.
But, you know, in basketball, it's a huge rivalry.
Ah, yeah.
With the women's.
They just beat you all the time.
Yeah, they did. We haven't beat them.
Usually rivalries are like two-sided, but they just beat the crap out of you. So how is that a rivalry?
Well, I mean, that's our competition. That's who we need to beat.
That's a better way to say it. That's not your rival. It's your main competition.
We won the national championship 2 years ago.
Because you avoided them, because Iowa beat them.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then we beat Caitlin Clark.
Anyway,
moving on.
Email.
This is from Coach B. He says, I hope this message makes its way to Pastor Jay and David. I can't thank you enough for the Family Goals podcast. They will never know what it's done for me as a husband, father, and coach. My daughter made the high school softball team today after a lengthy tryout. Sadly, around 30 girls were cut. We followed Pastor Jay and David's advice a few years ago and put family and God before sports. Her softball was conflicting with Wednesday night youth group, and she wanted to go to church. The clown I was pushed back and thought it would derail her softball career. She missed practice to attend church. The next Wednesday night came around, and I was going to make her go to practice. The coach reached out and let us know that it was raining at the fields, and they were canceling. It didn't rain anywhere else in town that day. She made it to youth group after all that night, and it was the night that she would go forward and would pray to ask Jesus to come into her heart and save her. Thank you guys for the blessing you've been to me. I have also had the opportunity to coach my 11-year-old youth football team the last few years, and the things I've taken from lessons on youth sports have been so special. Hope this finds you guys. God bless. Coach B.
That gave me tingles, man. That's cool. That's awesome. How about that? Like your decision for your family to when you make that decision, the internal impact that you just made on your daughter's life. Like that's exactly why it happens. That's exactly why we talk about mm-hmm. that on the show. And some of y'all are new to the show, and because we're obviously growing, and but like that, we're big on youth league sports, and we talk about it a lot. And we basically have the opportunity to show our kids what's most important. And if it's really God, then we need to make time for church. Mm-hmm. And as a high school coach, as a dad that's been through a lot of that stuff with youth league sports and stuff, I promise when they get to us, it doesn't matter what they did. It doesn't matter that you went to all these camps. It doesn't matter that you showed up. Because if a move-in comes in that's better than your daughter, they'll play. If a move-in that comes in that's better than your son, they'll play. Like, there's the realistic hard truth. That sucks. Like, you might have built that and worked so hard for this opportunity. It's not given. But you know what is going to be given and what is going to happen? Your kid is going to stand before Jesus. Like, and that mm-hmm. is going to be the biggest. They're going to hang their cleats up, and that's going to be the biggest part of their life at some point. And so forget the sports. I know it's hard. I know you think you're missing out, and I know you think you have to do it just like everybody else. But the best way you can do it for your kids is to be in church, to get them in church as much as possible so they have that opportunity. Mm-hmm. Like, so you provide an opportunity for them to grow. You provide an opportunity for them to pray. You provide an opportunity for them to be around like-minded people that can help them be the best version of them. Like, this is so important as a dad, as a mom. Like, these are things they're non-negotiables. Like, we got to make sure we plant our flag here and say, we're going to go to church. And it's okay if we miss some sport, because there's still plenty of sport. There's going to be plenty.
Yeah.
You know, some of these people are going to practice 4 or 5 days a week.
We're talking about practice.
Practice, not the game.
We're talking about practice. Practice. I love that God's grace was sufficient for this family, because even though the dad was going to make the daughter go to the softball practice, it rained, and it only rained at the fields. And so God had a plan to draw this girl to himself, whether the dad was involved or not, which I love how he calls himself a clown. And but just the reality, because we're all there. I mean, we all get caught up in things that later we look back on and say, why did I get so caught up in that?
That's why I think that's why we did this. Like, we're not, like, I'm not speaking to you from a position of I got this right.
Right.
Like, I'm speaking to you from a position of I could go back and do it again. Like, I think we did it wrong for a number of years. We were very thankful because we had, in baseball, we had a coach that his son was in high school already. And so when we were in youth league ball, he had already seen it. Mm-hmm. And he had already understood it. And it's Jeff Grayson. Like, he saved us because we played in like 6 tournaments a year. Like, and we were really good. And we practiced like 2 days a week, and we won all these tournaments. And it didn't matter. Like, it really didn't matter how much we practiced and how much we did. We were good. We had a bunch of kids mm-hmm. that were ballers, and we loved being around each other. Like, so, like, we're talking to you as people that have been through it and probably would change some things. There's some things we would do differently, some things we wouldn't. But, you know, just make the priority of your family first. Mm-hmm. Like, your family goals, which is why we started the podcast, have to come first. So iron those out, whatever those are, man. Like, whatever those things that are really critically important, and let's start moving in that direction. And if we have to remove some sport, so be it. There's plenty of sport when they get to high school. Mm-hmm. I promise most of these coaches are going to make them hate it. I mean, literally, most of these coaches are going to do so much that they're literally going to be not wanting to go and not wanting to show up. So don't do that now.
Yeah, I love the priority there. And God still honored her, and she put church first and God first, and then she still made the high school team, which goes against what a lot of people tell you. Like, well, if they don't play on this team or they don't come to this training, they're not going to be good enough to make the high school team. But the thing is, if you're good enough, you're good enough. Right? It's all about the Jacks and the Joes and not the X's and the O's, right? I mean,
yeah, mostly for sure. But it's just like we talked about with move-ins.
Yeah, and he also said that he's taken lessons from our youth sports and applied it to his own coaching and his own football team. I guess his son's 11-year-old youth football team. So
sweet. That's why we started the show. That's why we do this.
Which is super cool. That's
exactly why we do this. So hopefully we can have an impact.
Yeah. So I got another email from
a read emails all day. Good Lord.
That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna read emails.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Why not? They're encouraging.
We'll read it.
Send us your emails.
At least he's not filling the blanks trying to manipulate
to DavidPollock.com.
I think that does exist. I think that is a thing. So you can send it.
Is that a thing?
You can send an email there. I'll get it. I think.
I don't know. We need to send it to Lindsay's email if we're going to get something. All right. This is from Chase Palmer in Marshall, Texas.
Texas. God bless Texas.
Jonathan, want to drop you a note and tell you how much I enjoy the podcast with David Pollock. I've listened to every one of the episodes and can honestly say that I share almost every one of your beliefs, especially those about raising your kids up in the church. I am an elder in our church in Marshall, Texas, and I have served several stints as the youth guy, he put that in quotes, for our small congregation. My own children are now in college, and they never doubted where we were going to be on Sunday morning, Sunday night, or Wednesday nights. It made a huge difference in their development and in the formulation of their Christianity and their walk with Jesus as they currently serve in their college congregation. As believers, we will constantly find ways to seek God. He and His Holy Spirit provide a hedge of protection. Because we live in a world plagued by sin, hard times will undoubtedly come. But when we strive to live in step with God, He provides comfort, joy, and peace. Living in step with Jesus really does make a difference. And you guys do a great job of sharing that hope-filled message. From a 50-year-old church leader that can identify with you and David, or as David would say, more with you. Thanks for the podcast. I listen to it at the gym while I work out, and I'm always packed full of great topics and great encouragement. I look forward to it every week. I will also be praying for David's wife, as are thousands of people who listen to the podcast. As we all know, God has a plan and a divine purpose for all things, but it's awesome and humbling to listen to David talk about that situation. Keep up the good work, and thank you for all you're doing for the kingdom. If you're ever on I-20 heading west, get a tank of gas in Marshall and let me buy your lunch. Chase Palmer.
How about that?
That's pretty cool.
Texas, baby.
Marshall, Texas.
You think his workouts are like in the sun, or you think he actually works out?
Sounds like he's going to the gym.
He goes to the gym.
Sounds like he's actually working out.
Pastor Jay loves to go in the sauna.
I do like the sauna, but I have been hitting the weights as well.
Hey, you know, so I started this company here in Wire Park. It's called Thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have, it's the coolest thing you'll see. Like, it has a hyperbaric chamber. We have cold tubs. We have float tanks. You know, that's where you float on top of the water. You're complete. I haven't even heard of that. So it's so salt dense that you literally float on top of the water.
Oh yeah, like
so
the Dead
it's the
Sea.
Only time, yeah, it's the only time you're truly weightless because it takes all the pressure of your body off. Like, you literally lay on it, and 1 hour is like 4 hours of sleep. So all of that is in there. A cryotherapy chamber is in there. But the sauna is in there. And every time I ever go over there, I always just laugh.
You get the sauna?
In the sauna, yeah. I get in the sauna.
Do you get in the sauna?
I get in the sauna, but how about this? It's got a TV in it. So
that's nice.
Me and Lindsay were in there the other day, literally, and we watched one of our shows, our Netflix shows. Just watched it while you're in the sauna for 45 minutes and hop out. And I was like, Pastor Jay would have loved his workout. Like,
I would have loved it.
You can now work out, Pastor Jay, and watch a show at the same time.
I do that already.
I mean, amazing.
I typically listen to PTI. When I'm in the sauna every night.
That used to be my favorite show to go on. I used to go on that show almost once a week in the fall and football season.
Yeah, I miss you being on there.
Tony, they're funny cats.
Now they got Booger McFarlane.
Booger.
He's always got a different golf shirt on.
Booger
when he shows
golf.
Up. Yeah, and he's Booger, always got some fancy golf shirt.
He's a golfaholic. Like, he is. Every time we did draft coverage every year, that dude was... Like, he had the courses scouted, and he got us on the best courses, like, every time. Whatever city we went to, he was ready. He knew somebody that was a member somewhere.
He was always like lining it up.
Oh, he had it set up. Yeah.
Have you ever noticed how his fingers are all jacked up?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. I mean, when he talks, he moves his hands. Anybody that's ever seen Booger McFarlane, like. It's going this way. Like, the pinky is like that. Yeah, he's definitely. Yeah.
So what do you think? So Chase from Marshall, Texas, what jumped out to you about his email?
Well, I mean, I just think it's cool to hear, you know, because we do this and you wonder if anybody's listening half the time besides our wives. And
Well, but I just actually, I sent him back an email saying, well, thanks for the encouragement, because Davey and I do wonder if anyone's listening.
Actually listening.
And then he went on. So he went on and told me more. And he said, the podcast is great. I can't tell you how much I enjoy listening to it. I often listen to the podcast more than once and use them to put together lessons for my high school and college kids. So wow. He's actually using the podcast to prepare.
He's definitely listening to you.
His Bible studies.
He's not listening to me to put that together. No, I was surprised too. And I've told some people this, but like the text that I've gotten, like from Dansby Swanson, like who played for the Braves for obviously for a while. And
is he with the Cubs now?
He's with the Cubs. Like, he texted me. He's like, dude, I just we're starting our family. And like, this is awesome. This is a great show. Scott Drew from Baylor, who we've had on as a guest, like Dabo. Like I've had a bunch of people that have reached out and like, hey, I love the show, man. It really helps me. So, that's good. I mean, it's good to know.
Yeah. You notice he said in here something about he could relate more to me than you.
Well, he said he was 50, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Maybe that's what he's talking about.
You're 60.
I was kind of thinking like the contrast between me and you is one of the reasons that the show's so good. Because you're like...
Did you just say the show's so good?
Yeah. People love the show.
Oh. I hear you.
Don't you think?
Pastor Jay's reading the press clippings, which means this show's about to get off the rails. See, once you start to, you get a big head, like, oh yeah, big. I'm a big deal. I'm Pastor Jay. This is when the show goes off the rails. This is not good.
So this is where
pride comes before the fall, Pastor Jay.
So this is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you're like, you're the good looking guy. You got the full head of hair. You got the pretty teeth. You got the nice skin. You work out every day. You eat healthy. You know, you're like the superhero. Right. And then I'm like the common man.
You're the normal guy.
I got the bald spot. Teeth are falling out.
Fat.
I struggle with working out. I don't eat healthy.
He's not fat.
Like I relate to the, you're kind of like the Arnold Schwarzenegger and I'm like the Danny DeVito. This is like the, you know what I'm saying?
What a good,
like,
everybody who saw that movie back in the day. What a fantastic movie.
Now, that's why it works.
I absolutely is why it works. And listen, we'll create an email. So you guys can, an email address, so you guys can write it. And if there's anything you want to cover too, you can hit us on social media. Right, Wes? Like,
that's right, Family Goals Pod.
Family Goals Pod. And we'll talk whatever y'all want us to talk, and we'll do the work for you, especially Pastor Jay. He'll actually do all the studying. He'll have notes in front of him, and then, you know,
That's what Chase said. He said, I'm sure the podcasts are difficult to put together and difficult to plan.
Well, see, it's really not. I don't think it's that difficult to put together a plan. Chase, we appreciate you, but no, it's really not that hard. I promise.
Yeah, because I'm the one doing it. I'm the one doing all the work. But yeah, you could email us at info@graystonechurch.com. That will definitely get to us.
Bang bang.
And we do appreciate everyone praying for Lindsay.
Yes.
Surgery's coming up March 12th.
Yeah, and if you're a specific prayer. You know, there's a couple things. Like, we want to keep the headaches and the seizures at bay. Like, that's a good thing. I'm always worried about her head.
Is she having headaches and
she's
seizures?
Had a little bit, but nothing bad. I think everybody has headaches. I think you just think about it more when you know you have a brain tumor. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of more pronounced. And then when they go in, man, like, we want to get it all. Like, if we can get it all, like, life becomes a lot more, it's a lot easier to navigate, right? Like we want to get as much as we possibly can. So those are definitely, and then we've talked about with our kids, like just, you know, them leaning towards Jesus, like them sprinting towards Jesus. Like this is their fiery furnace moment. This is their moment where they have. So, no update. It's the same thing. Lindsay's a rock star. She's inspiring people already. So
is there a risk of permanent damage?
No, I don't think so. They tell you there's always a risk. Like they're going in your brain. So there's always that, but no, we're going to Duke University. We're going to visit a guy that does this every day, all day. He's the best at what he does. We're really excited about having that opportunity, blessed to have that opportunity. And there's risk to everything in life. There's risk to getting out of bed and walking down the street today, you know? So it's a surgery. The good thing is she's healthy as it gets. She eats right. She walks, she exercises, she does everything she needs to do. And most importantly, she's got the greatest healer on her side. Like, she's not batting an eye. She's not upset. Mentally, I think mentally is always the thing you worry about with people is, can you stay mentally positive and up? You ain't got to worry about that with Lindsay. And prayers are felt. Like, prayers are 100% felt. Like, and so I know it'll make a difference. So the more people we have, like I told you from the beginning, I'm like, I'm good with getting this on every list we can get this on because I know the power of prayer can help. And so now that our kids know and stuff too, so it's.
Well, she's definitely at the top of my prayer list every morning. I mean, she's up there with my kids, like, you know, my wife and my kids and Lindsay.
That's pretty good.
She's
we're cracking the top three or four or five, we're in pretty good shape.
She's up there.
That was a good show. I'm glad we prepared for that.
A lot of people have been asking me how y'all are doing, and I keep saying, well, their faith is strong and they're super positive.
And that's right.
Yeah. We're wrapping it up.
Yeah. All right. Stop talking.